don't mind. And we'll see how it goes. There she is. Amen. Let's go with a new message series over the next 4 weeks, I think is what I'll do. At least 3, maybe 4 weeks. Amen. Here we go. Say it with me. I'll teach you how to say it. Are you kidding me? Say, are you kidding me? One more time. One. Are you kidding me? Y'all right or not? Are you kidding me? Come on. Here we go. Let's go with the message. Here we go. Are you kidding me? Look at her. Got a message today called LOL. How many texters do we have in the building? Lots of texters. How many don't text? Can I see your hand? Look at you. We're about 30, 40% don't text. Here we go. Laugh out loud. Say that with me. Come on, church. Laugh out loud. Now, I need your participation. Man, do not think about going to sleep on me. Here we go. Laugh out loud. We're going to talk about it today. Let's go with a message. Countenance. Countenance is your face, your facial expressions, your eyes, the smile that you have, the radiance that you have. The Bible says a merry heart or a happy heart or a laughing heart makes for what? A cheerful countenance. And then attitude, what you think. What you think and the way you, you know, act and what you're giving off, okay? But he that is of a merry heart or a happy heart or cheerful heart, a laughing heart, has a continual feast. Your attitude is full. It's good. Your heart, that's that deep inside of you, your seat of emotions, who you really are inside, okay? That special place inside of you, okay? A merry heart does good like a medicine. A cheerful heart, a happy heart, okay, does good like a medicine. And then I put the word season. What do I mean? Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time to what? But let me say something to you. There's also a time to what? Laugh! One more time. There's a time to what? Weep, but there's a time to what? Laugh. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn, and then there's a time to do what? Kick up your heels. Amen. Come on. Yeah, come on, church. What are we talking about? Let's talk about it today. And this is me talking to you. Okay? I want to laugh. I want to laugh. I want to smile. Amen? I want to be happy. Okay? That's the deal here. It's a choice. I'm going to put you on notice today. It's a choice I've made. It's a choice I've made. Amen. Good. Amen. It's a choice I've made. It's a choice that you can make. I can't make it for you, though. It's a choice that you can make to be happy, to laugh, to smile. Amen. There's a man in the Bible. We're going to go to the Bible now. There's a man in the Bible whose name means, say it with me, laughter. And without me getting off on this too much, there is not a whole lot of funny in the Bible. The Bible's not a funny book. Oh, read the Bible. It's funny. It's funny, though. I can read the Bible and laugh because it is funny. But it's not meant necessarily to be funny. But because I've known people and I know me, when I read the Bible and I see people and I see the different things that happens to people in the Bible, I laugh my rear end off sometimes. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? I do. I just laugh because it's funny. You know what I'm saying? But you don't find God. I'm going to say this anyway. You don't find God laughing really in the Bible. People think there's one whole move of the charismatic church that will fall down in the floor and laugh and laugh and laugh. And they tell you that God laughs and all that. There's a verse or two in the Bible that talks about God laughing. But he's usually laughing at poor, pitiful man who thinks he's God. And it ain't that kind of laugh. Ha, ha, ha. It's a laugh like, you are just crazy. You see what I'm saying? All right. So there's not a whole lot of laughing in the Bible. Does that mean we shouldn't laugh because the Bible's not full of all kinds? Absolutely not. We ought to laugh. We ought to be happy. Are y'all listening? Have I lost you? All right? Okay? We ought to laugh. But if you go to the Bible to try to find a lot of people laughing, you ain't going to find it. But I found it in a fellow. Now, y'all got to listen to me now. Here we go. There's this guy right here. His name is Isaac. Say that with me. Isaac. Isaac. His name means, guess what? Laughter. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Isaac over the next few weeks. Let's go with the message. Here we go. From his birth to his death, his life was anything but what? Dull. It won't dull. As a matter of fact, most of it was just downright funny. Now, he probably didn't think it was funny, but me from the outside looking in, it's funny. So let's have some fun over the next few weeks. And you know, it's coming into fall now, and Thanksgiving's coming. And you know what? We ought to choose to be happy. We're too blessed to choose to wallow in our mess, aren't we? Say, live in the greatest country, been blessed beyond belief. Yeah, all of us have some different kind of junk we're going through, probably. But it's a choice we must make to smile, to laugh, to be happy, to be glad. Hey, it's great. We're coming out of summer, coming into fall. It's a different season. And I'm making the choice for my own life. It's a different season. And I'm going to laugh. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to tell you what, I've been having a little laughing and good time already. All right? So let's keep going. Here we go. The message today, are you kidding me? Laugh out loud. We got to roll, Rochelle, because we have a lot of stuff, and Scotty took way too much time. Here we go. Here we go. Let's look at Isaac's life. Set up now. Help me now. Let's look at Isaac's life. God's laugh out loud plan. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, or Abraham, he's later called. This is going to be this boy's daddy eventually. He said, get out of this country that you're in, the Ur of the Chaldees. He's up near Iraq. And he said, from your kindred and leave your father's house and go to a land that I'm going to show you. This is God talking to him. And I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. And you're going to be a blessing to all the world. And I'll bless them that bless you. I'll curse them that curses you. And in these shall all the what? Families of the earth be blessed. This became the nation of Israel, Abraham. And he did what God told him to do. And because he did what God told him to do, eventually we got our Savior Jesus Christ through this man being obedient to God. You understand? So that's how all the nations of the earth were blessed, because Jesus Christ came through this man, Abraham. You understand? Okay? And so God tells this man from Iraq, get out of here. Go to a place I'm going to show you. That's a crazy laugh out loud plan. Are you kidding me? Say, it's crazy. All right, let's look at it. So that was how this all started for this man, Isaac. But he ain't here yet. Matter of fact, he ain't getting here to the very last couple of slides this morning. Now, Abraham's laugh out loud scheme. So here he is. He's leaving Ur of the Chaldees. And he's leaving. All right, here he goes. Here he goes. Abraham's laugh out loud scheme. He gets down and he starts going towards the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down into where? Egypt, because he's going what? South. To sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to entering into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai, who later becomes Sarah, he said unto Sarai, his wife, behold now, I know you art a fair what? To do what? You's a good-looking lady. Here we go. Now it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see you, they're going to say, this is his wife, and they're going to do what to me? Kill me, but they're going to save you. Now this is funny. Keep going. Say, I pray that you, my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and my soul shall live because of this. All right? And it came to pass that when Abram was coming to Egypt, that the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was what? Very fair. Let's learn something. Here's what he said. You so pretty that when they see you, they're going to kill me. Can you say that with me? You so pretty that when they see you, they're going to kill me. Yeah, come on. Let's keep going. So, now that's laugh out loud pretty right there. That's some serious pretty right there. When they see you, they're going to kill you. That's pretty. Come on. And here's the deal. She was 65 years old. Are you kidding me? Come on. Keep rolling, Rod. Here we go, buddy. Abraham says, say you my sister. That's the plan. Okay? And you know what? Technically, she was. Are you kidding me? Yeah,
in Genesis 20, verse 12, "And yet indeed she is my sister. She's the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife." And here he's supposed to be spiritual now. He's the guy that talked to God. But watch what happened. A pagan, unbelieving king rebuked him for this scheme. And Pharaoh called Abram and said to him, "What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife?" And that's sort of a funny thing. Are you kidding me? And you know what? 20 years later, so if she was 65, 20 years later in Genesis 20, verses 1 through 8, he does it again. Now she's how old? I mean, brother, this plan, it ain't going to keep working. You have to have another plan. But anyway, he did it 20 years later. And Sarah went along with it again. Why wouldn't she? Right? I'm saying, if you say I'm that pretty, okay. Anyway, let's go ahead. Come on. Here we go. It's sometimes laugh out loud funny how weak and faithless the faithful can be. Did you know what Abraham was called in the Bible? The friend of who? He's the father of the who? The faithful. Isn't that funny? Hey, if he can be kooky and nuts and weak and faithless, don't think you won't be and that I won't be. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep looking at the story. Well, so God had a plan, a laugh-out-loud plan. Abraham had a sort of a laugh-out-loud scheme, but Sarah's got her laugh-out-loud scheme. And by the way, that lady up there on the far left, that's a maid, just in case you don't know. All right, here we go. What was her plan? Are y'all ready? Now, Sarah, Abram's wife, bare him no children. I heard we're going to be this great nation. She had never been able to bear children. And now she's very old. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian whose name was what? Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abram, "Behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid, that it may be that I may obtain children by her." And Abraham did what? He like, what was that now? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Let me. Could you write that down? I'm sorry. Excuse me. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abram, his wife, to be his wife. And he went unto Hagar, just being a good husband he needs to be. I'm sorry. You'll have to forgive me for some of this message. And she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, then she despised her. And Sarah said unto Abraham, "My wrong be upon you." What? "I've given my maid into your bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes, and vice versa, and the Lord's judge between me and you." But Abraham said unto Sarah, "Behold, thy maid is in your hand. You do to her as it pleases you." And when Sarah had dealt hardly with Hagar, she fled from her face. Okay? We're moving quickly. Wait a minute. Listen, no matter what you've gone through, okay, you can make it, all right? Come on. Listen, if God can work all this out, you tell him he can't work your mess out. This is crazy. This is how a whole nation got here, and you ain't in near as much trouble as this is. All right, here we go. What happened here? Are you kidding me? Sarah prostitutes Hagar. Abraham goes along with it. Yep. Here we go. Hagar has a child. Say the name. Ishmael. Newsflash. Middle East crisis begins. Right here. This is where it all happened. Right here. This is where you get your Arabs from. The Arab-Israeli conflict. Right here. Hagar becomes proud and unmanageable. She's able to have the kid. You ain't, you old. And so it started something in the house. Sarah then blames Abraham. Why did you do that? And then Abraham shirks his responsibility. Who, me? You deal with it. And so she deals harshly with Hagar. And Hagar is kicked out. Okay? Wow. Is this crazy or what? Keep going. Two more laugh out loud situations. There's Abraham. Look at him. I got to hush my mouth. Here we go. I have got a hush. He does have a smile on his face, though. Hush, Gary. That's terrible. Here we go. Are you listening? Hey, it's the Bible. I'm just telling it. Here we go. First one, Abraham laughed at God. Keep listening. And when Abram was 90 years old, 99, say 99. 99. He's 99. The Lord appeared unto Abram again. He said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect or mature or complete. I will make my covenant between me and you. I will multiply you exceedingly. Now almost 25 years has passed since he left Iraq area. I will multiply you exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Are you kidding me? Can't you hear him going? Neither shall your name anymore be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made you, and I will make you exceeding fruitful. I will make nations out of you. Kings shall come out of you. Can you hear him? You kidding me? You know what I'm saying? And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah your wife, thou shalt no longer call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her. And I will give you a son from her. And what do you think he's saying? Are you kidding me? And if he had a text phone, he would be going, yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Now, if you do texting, ROTFL means rolling on the floor laughing. But see, I'm from the country. I don't know what these things are. When people text me stuff, I'm like, what does ruffle mean? I do. I see these abbreviations. So if you ever text me, can you be specific? All right? What do I mean by that? Look at the next verse. When Abraham heard God tell him this, then Abraham did what? Fell upon his what? And did what? Rolling on the floor, laughing. And he said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that's 100 years old? And Sarah that's how old? 90? Are you kidding me? And God said, Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his seed after him. Keep looking. Second, laugh out loud. Well, let's go ahead and get it down. This is really funny. And the Lord appeared unto Abram in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And they said unto him, where is Sarah your wife? And he said, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, your wife shall have a son. Say it with me. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old, that's to say the least. And they were well stricken in age. and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Okay? Now, this is something new I came up with. How many knows what S-A-T-T-D-L means? Not you, hush boy. How many wants to take a wild guess what S-A-T-T-D-L means? Okay, almost. She said Sarah at the tent door laughing. That's pretty good. I got standing at the tent door laughing. Good job, girl. Hey, man, good job. Yeah, so that's what she did. She's standing at the tent door and heard this stuff, and she is laughing. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I'm waxed old and I have no pleasure, my Lord being old also, it ain't just me, it's him. Have you seen him? That's what it says. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Keep going. So then Sarah lies about laughing. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed will I return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I didn't laugh, won't me? Mm-mm. For she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. Okay? But it's funny, if we don't know our Bible very well, we think Sarah's the only one that laughed. She kept it in, this kind of laugh. She laughed within herself. What did Abraham do? He did what? Rolling on the floor laughing. Here's a great are you kidding me verse, and we're not far from the end now. We're going to try to make a point out of all this silliness this morning. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Would you say that with me? Is anything too hard for the Lord? You people that don't think you can smile again. You people that don't think you can laugh. You people that don't think you can be happy. You be good. Amen. You people that don't think you can have a different season of life or your life can be full again. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Are you kidding me? What a great verse. That's some laugh out loud good stuff right there. Amen. Now here we go with this towards the end. We're getting there. Hang in here with me though. There he is. Look at him. God's laugh out loud miracle. God loves doing miraculous life-changing things for his children. He loves that. He loves when people think you're down and out and to raise you up again. He's a God of resurrection. It's who he is, man. Amen? You're a prime candidate. If you've been broken, been beaten down, listen, you're a prime candidate for God to show off some good stuff in your life. Amen? Good stuff, man. And the Lord visited Sarah. Here's the beautiful thing. Say it with me. As he what? Said. As I promised. And his promises are true. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And how old was she? 90. How old was he? Yeah, he's 100 by about now. He ain't no spring chicken. And Sarah conceived and bare a son in his old age at the set time of which God has spoken to him. That's encouraging. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, say it with me, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. That verse always worries me, though, right there. But we don't want to talk about it. Keep going. I mean, 100-year-old man doing surgery, that's tough. That's what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, it's right there. See, I read the Bible and laugh. Amen? That's good, ain't it? Come on. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, say it with me, God hath made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. Did you laugh today about her story? That's what she said. One more time, back it up. Say it with me again. God hath made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. Can you imagine your life and my life one day being something that people can laugh at and go, look at you. Look at what God has done in your life. Look how tall you stand. Look at the face. Look at the smile. Look at the life inside of you. Isn't that great? See, God wants that. He wants that for me. He wants that for you. I've got to believe that. Okay? Because I just know I don't do a good job being a representative of Christ when I'm depressed, negative, and then that can turn into whining. Amen. I'll stop it. Here we go. And you're no better at it than I am. You hear me? We always do better when we're happy. We always do better when we're smiling. We always do better when our face doesn't show pain, but it shows encouragement and can lift somebody. Y'all hearing me? It's good stuff, man. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? Well, that's funny right there. I mean, you might not want to laugh. That's sort of funny right there. That is sort of funny right there. Sorry. For I have borne him a son in his old age. Crazy. Are you kidding me? What a crazy story today. God made me laugh, so all who hear will laugh with me. We did laugh today, didn't we? Many thousand years later, we're sitting in Inglewood, Florida, laughing at something God did. Isn't that great? That should give us all hope, right? Come on. Say that with me real loud. Can we say it loud? We're almost done. Nothing, nothing, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Let's do it again one piece at a time. Nothing, nothing, nothing is too hard for the Lord. One more time, Rob. Back it up. Nothing, nothing, nothing is too hard for the Lord. It's good stuff. Come on. I started off the message, and I'll close it. I want to laugh. That's what I want in my life. I want to smile. I take care of my teeth real good just for that purpose. Amen? If you got teeth, you'll take care of yours too. That's just free. Here we go. I want to be happy. Okay? It's a choice I must make. It's a choice you must make. How can my countenance, how can my attitude, how can my heart, how can the season that I'm going through in my life be turned into laugh out loud laughter? That's what I'm looking for this Thanksgiving season. That's what I want for my life. Know this. Nothing. Say it with me. Nothing. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. You might say, Pastor, you don't understand what I've gone through. Well, you and I could sit down if you want to, and we could exchange pain. But what good's that going to do us? Okay? Bottom line is, a lot of people hurt. But nothing, nothing, nothing is too hard for the Lord. You can laugh again. You can smile again. You can be happy. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Remember that. I will laugh, I will smile, and I will be happy, okay? I will show it on my face. It's going to come out on the outside, and it's going to be down on my inside, okay? And I got a little quote for you. I will not live sad. I will choose to laugh and be glad. You know who said that? I did. Okay? Right there. Be right there, baby. You see me wallowing in the crap? I want you to remember this message. You said you were going to laugh. You said you were going to smile. You said you were going to be happy. You said you were going to go forward to a new season of your life. I want you to hold me accountable to that. You hear me? You hold me accountable to that. Uh-oh. I got some of you slapping me. You're welcome to slap me. I'm serious. Slap me. Come on. Pop! And I go, what? You kidding me? And you can tell me, amen? Come on. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Say it with me. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Are you kidding me? Scream it one last time. Real, three loud ones. Here we go. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing! It's too hard for the Lord. Amen? That's the beginning of little Isaac's life. Amen? His name means what? Laughter, for good reason. Amen? Let's praise the Lord for His Word today. Thank you, Lord. You gave us a great book, the Bible.